By recording it. So hello, today's Thursday, October 29th, and today we're going to talk about conditionals. So welcome everybody. I'll start by sharing my screen. And after that. And I will also bring up my notes that I missed. If I get the notes page here, and in case you want to, or sorry, chats page, where you can put notes and you can talk to me. So I got that up, got the participants windows up. Hi, everybody. Everybody can see the recordings. Did anybody check out the recordings from, oops, it was supposed to be Tuesday. I see I have the wrong day labeled, but I was hoping that the recordings got uploaded. So anybody see that? Want to chat me a yes or no? Anybody checked out the recordings from Tuesday's session on loops? Yep, okay, someone did, so it must have worked. So I didn't get an email. I did it a little bit differently, so we'll do that. Oh, I guess I got my aircraft background in instead of my crass one, but we can do the video with the airplane in the background. Give you a little bit different view because we do science with the research aircraft. Also advertise our 3D PAWS Met Station now has atmospheric winds on it. So if you want to look at the winds, so just while everything's working on the instruments, and we can still see our cold Earth temperatures where, you know, get a little bit above zero during the day and below zero at night with minus 1.8, almost 2 degrees here. Hey, they both agree right now in terms of temperature, 1.8 negative in terms of Celsius. And one other thing to bore you, oops, I don't know, they got these embedded videos now. I can't figure this out. We talked about contrails today, and my question that, to Andy Detweyer was that do the scramjets produce these? And there's a video on a flight release from an aircraft. Oh, page not phone, which was kind of cool. And they got an embedded, I think it's a YouTube video. No, space user. But basically the answer to the question is that in the video it looks like the man, they got all kinds of old ones, but the first time I come to the page it gives me the one with the scamjet release. So this is the jet that they put on kind of this missile. Oh, maybe here it is. Yeah. Maybe I can make it big here. There we go. And I think, is this the right one? Yeah. So you see the contrails coming off of the original aircraft, and then they released the scamjet. Which is a ramjet now, I learned, that does it supersonic. But it looks like it's pretty dark. So there's probably a lot of soot or something in there when it first begins. But maybe that's also the light, because at the end here, you see it kind of white. But it makes a nice long contrast. Anyway, totally different, but for the people that did that. So let's get on to our Jupiter Hub. And today, we are talking about conditionals. So any questions about the for loops, if you watch the videos, anything about that, Python in general? Put them in the chat, unmic yourself.
And I have nothing as of this moment.
Nothing as of this moment. Well, I haven't signed into my GitHub. I brought up the page, but I got to be redirected there. So what's the first thing we do? We got to open up our Jupyter notebook and do the lesson. Conditionals. So basically, if statements, if then statements, a lot are conditionals. And we'll primarily talk about if then statements, if statements in today's lesson. So basically, it allows you to do different things for different data. So we'll check the data, you know, temperature above or below zero. Let's do something different. Which might be apply a different algorithm because the particles are liquid above zero. Excuse me. Okay, I need to start up a new Python work notebook. And initially it's unnamed, so you can go right click on that and rename it. So we'll go Python workshop. And today's the 29th. So I think I'm looking at the thing. We have conditionals today, and then we have two more weeks. Loops, writing functions. So we got you most of the main stuff next week, and then a couple more weeks to one more week to finish up variable scopes and programming style. Okay, Python, and then I want to put today is conditionals. Make that the markdown raw text. Come on, gotta do the shift return. Okay, objective is to correctly write a program that uses an if statement and else statements and use simple Boolean expressions. Trace executions, you know, understand how these unnested conditionals work. And of course you want to put them inside a loop. So if statements basically control if something is going to be executed. Very basic here. It's similar to the for loop. That's why I want to put this after the for. Things sometimes you could talk about if statements beforehand, but it's kind of nicer to talk about them once you get in there. So let's write some programs here. So please follow along, write the code for this. So if we'll start similar kind of structure as a for loop. And you see when you put the colon, like the for loop, it will indent it automatically. Okay, and then you got to jump out of the loop, mass equals 2.7. And then if mass greater than 3.7, colon, mass, print mass is large. So only one of these will have the mass greater than 3, so you should get one print statement for the one that's above, right? So you should see only the first one where mass is actually greater than 3 to be printed. So we did that. So it's a lot more interesting once we put these inside loops. I mean, if you use the value, you know what it is, there's not much point in it. So if we put in a loop where we do some, we set a list here equal to 3.54, 2.07, 9.22, 1.87. So these could be temperatures or some value. And then you can loop over that list, right? And then if M is greater than 3, then we could do something like print M is large. So 3.9, we're printing M is large. 9.2 is large, but the ones that are below 3 don't print this out. So try that, get that to work. A lot of times you want to do something, if it's bigger than 3, or and do something else later on. So let's, I'll just kind of cheat here, and let's use the same statement, but let's add now a else statement. So else, we want to jump out of that, and then we'll do print M is small. And so you got, when it's above 3, it's large, and when it's below 3, it's small, is the print statement. So that's if else. And I'm sorry when I say this, a lot of times it's if then type of statements. If something is true, then do something. But we just get rid of the then. It's kind of the colon takes care of the next expression. But Fortran has then statements and stuff that you have to put in there. So so let's put something else in here, and let's change this up a little bit. And again, I'll just copy the first part, and I add something here, and we'll go and say if M is greater than 9.0, let's then print M it is huge. And you can use all caps. If it's greater than 3, then it's large. But we can't do another if statement here, so we would have to change this to else if. So if M is greater than 9, we say it's huge. Else, if that's not true, we do, if it's greater than 3, we'll print that. Else, we'll do the next one. So this way it will cover all the different cases. Let's try that. So we get this M is huge now. So if, else if, and then another else statement. So they're tested once in order. So of course the order matters is how you test them. So and it does not go back and reevaluate if it's true or not. So let's say here that grade equals 85 if grade is greater than equal to 70. Let's do print grade is C, right? And then I want to say else if grade is greater than or equal to 80, print grade is B. And then else if grade It's greater than equal to 90. Wait. Grade is A. And of course I did something wrong. I'm gonna drop a grade. Always. Oops, and then I don't
the else if right? Statement.
Yeah, it's not highlighted as green. It should be easy to find, right? So the order matters because with this, I think anybody will get a C because the first case is true. And then if the first one is true, it doesn't evaluate the second one. So it's greater than 70, that's true, and doesn't do the else if then. So, and it doesn't go back. So it doesn't do that, and it does not automatically go back and reevaluate it. So if you change something in the if statement, it will not adjust it and reevaluate it. So go sequentially. Okay, if you change the grade in here, it does not go back and reevaluate it if it changes within the loop. So don't do that. It's just a test. What enters, what's at the beginning of the loop. So you often want to do stuff within the loop to see the difference. So I'll give you the example here. Let's see. Try to type these out. For I in range. Remember from last time we used the range value. Let's do print I colon velocity. If gradient 20.0, we're going to print moving too fast. And oops, I forgot a, let's see there. It jumped to the wrong place. That's why it was kind of confusing. Let's see that velocity equals. So we did that. Velocity equals velocity. And then we'll do minus 5.0. Yeah, stop my video. It distracts me from being. It's frequent on. I don't know why it flickers. Some days it does, some days it doesn't. So anyway, you can hear my voice and watch the screen. Else, we're gonna do a different one. And what is this? Okay, I get the screen so you can see the whole thing. Print. Moving too slow, man. Okay, so let's see what this one does. And of course, I didn't have that. Print, I think I forgot a couple commas in here. At least one. So it starts off, velocity is 10. And then it's the range. So it goes 0 through 4. If the velocity is greater than 20, it's too fast. So that's not going to be true. So it's going to print it's too slow. Add 10 to it, you get 20. Then you add another 10, you get 30. Subtract the 5, and we keep going like that. So does that make sense to everybody? Yes, does that make sense? Can you give me a yes here, everybody? I'll make sense with the if statements and how they are within for loops like this. So that's generally the structure you want to do a lot of times. You want to loop over some data. If something's true, do one thing, else you do something else. So anybody else? Come on, give me some thumbs up for yeses. So you should be able to trace through that to see how it starts out and looking at the variables. So one variable, but a lot of times we'll have a couple variables. So let's do mass. Again, equals the 3.54, 2.07, 9.99, 1.86, 1.71. Oops, didn't want to actually execute it. Let's go back and set a velocity list. Oops. 10.00, 20.00, 30.00, 25.00, and 20.00. And we initialize a variable for I in range, let's say 5, if mass. So we're using, this is an index value to our list, greater than 5, and I is greater than 20. And I don't need the parentheses. How did I get my parentheses in here? We'll just do two if statements. Although if you wanted to put parentheses, a lot of times I'll put it around my my statement. You can do something like this so that you know, because sometimes you have multiple things you look at. So we'll do this one, fast, heavy object. Okay, and then we'll go back. Gradient 2 and mass I less than equal to 5, and so we got greater than 2, the mass less than or equal to 5. So it's less than and equal, it's less than or equal to 5. Can't be both equal and. So print, let's say normal. Oh, Let's say no more traffic. I better get down to my screen here. No more traffic. Oops, and I didn't indent right. I put my print statements there. Else if mass I less than equal to 2, I less than equal to 20, print and then we'll put another else to print something is up with the data. Check it. Okay. I guess W and S are right next to the keyboard. So, I showed you how to use parentheses. A lot of times, if you want it, it makes more sense to put parentheses, around what you want, and I kind of like to always put in the parentheses, so it's a little bit more clear to me that way. You have the objects like this, so you can do stuff like this. But to me, that's more explicit, and you don't have to quite figure out everything. So put it in when you have ands and ors to do that. Okay. Okay, here's a question to you. Try not to run this code and see how fast you can get it. Just look at it and see, can you tell me what this code will produce? What is printed out for pressure here? See who can text it to me the fastest. I have to do it this way. Yeah, I got one answer. Everybody else want to give me an answer? Another answer? Yeah, I got a couple answers here. The answer is 25. That's good. Video is still flickering. Let me come back to it. Okay, so what about this next one? You got fill in the blanks here. Can someone run the program and then copy and paste what the program is? We want this to be the outset of the results. So This is an example. What would you do with this program? How are people doing it? Need more time? Getting this one done? Gotta know what goes in these little brackets. Anybody? So what's the problem? No one's giving me any answers. Need help? What's not working? Excuse me.
Was just debugging a little bit, but I got an answer.
You got an answer, huh? Does it work? Excuse me. Okay, so I'm looking at the answer here.
Ignore the value equals zero part.
Well, you kind of have it right. What you want to do is make an empty wrist instead of having equal to zero. So you want to initialize with the value as the empty list, not actually set it. So there's the for loop, and then we need our if statement. So if value is less than 0.0, we want to then append, say result, append. So we're append zero to it. Else we will append one, right? Because you want the result of append one. And then at the end, we just need to print result, which is given, right? And I did it wrong. Append, A-P-P-E-N-D. I don't know where my R came from. And we got not quite right. Oh, sorry, I tricked you guys. This is minus. So I didn't copy the program right. 01101. So my original data has to be a minus in that. Okay. Let's see if we can do that. Okay, another one. What's this line of code? You only have to give me one line now. Now read a file, and what we want to do here is do the print statement or process the file if there's fewer than 50 records. So we're going to read the content and print out the results if there's fewer than 50 records. So what would the one line of code be here? Just give me the one line. Somehow I should make it easy for your copy and paste. Maybe what I should do is put these on the chat, huh? Copy. If I chat it to everybody, then you can copy and paste the code out of the chat. So, and that way you don't have to mess up on the writing the code. You could test what the if statement, the statement will be, which is some kind of if statement, right?
So what was the task again?
What's in this one line right here? I put in the chat, what type of if statement do you have so that you only print it out if the link is less than 50 records? So this content here, it's going to be read in if there's less than 50 records in that content.
It's probably something like if len of contents is less than 50.
Yeah, so you got to put in the len of contents less than 50. So, yeah, that's what it would be. Then you just put that line in there and it will work. So maybe I did this last time. Modify this code. Again, I'll give you another homework problem here. So why don't we go and I'll paste this in here. We're going to modify this code so that you get the largest and smallest values. So modify this program so that it finds the largest, smallest values in the list, no matter what the range of values originally is. So we want to find the largest and smallest, no matter what the smallest and largest values are. And you got to have the initialization that largest and smallest is none. And then you put in some test data. So I will put that in the chat so you can copy this. That's what I should be doing it all the time so that you don't have to copy stuff off of that. You can at least get the program from the chat and copy and paste it in. We're going to talk about writing functions later, which you can then, call different functions, return values with the value. But the key points are that the if-then statement is used to control whether or not a block of code is executed. And it's very nice to use them inside the loops. So the else is executed if the if conditional is not true. If not greater than 10, do this. If greater than 10, do this, else something else. So the else would cover all the other cases. The else if to specify additional tests. Only the conditions only check once, and they go in order. So pretty simple there. So questions, comments? I put in a chat so you can see what the homework is. Maybe copy it and see if you can work that out. We basically, got the concepts of lists, for loops, conditionals, and now we'll use pandas to read in some data sets next time. And then writing functions, writing what are bits of code to do this. So, and then we'll talk about a couple of things the following week. So, so we go with that. Okay. So Well, I'll stop sharing my screen. Any questions? Anything? Got the chat, got the data. So look online if you can't make the Tuesday one. And we just got 2 more weeks and we'll be done with this. So I'll upload the data records here once I can get the recording. Okay, 45 minutes. I'm getting through this even with my thing. We can end by seeing how much code I got. What was it, 0.8 or was it 1.8? Minus 1.3 now. 1.7 on the other one, so. So that's the wins. And the winds are 165 degrees, so almost a southerly wind, 2 meters per second. So there's your weather update. Okay, I'll let you guys go, and we'll talk Tuesday if you can make it. Bye-bye, everybody.
Sounds good. Thank you.